This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The latest poll isn't pretty for Mayor Bass.
In my experience, an accumulated negative image is not good. It's certainly worse than not even being known at all.
So what will she do?
I would never quit on my city.
It's March 11. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We catch up with Karen Bass on that.
But you know what? I do not believe that my office in any way, shape, or form is in disarray.
And a number of hot topics.
Has she made you proud?
I think that our general manager of the Department of Water and Power has done an excellent job.
And they found enough fentanyl to kill everyone in L.A. and Orange counties combined.
This is our biggest bust yet.
It's all coming up, but first this. Hey there, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, please take a second, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to shows, search for the L.A. Local, hit the follow button. You'll get the show on your phone every weekday afternoon. Everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California in just about 10 minutes every day on the LA Local. Not good news for Mayor Karen Bass in a new poll out today. More than half of voters in LA say they're questioning whether she's up to the job of rebuilding the Palisades and whether she should be reelected. Craig Figner talked to the mayor about all of it. We're going to hear from her in just a second. But first, Craig talked with UC pollster Mark DiCamillo. He led that survey of more than 5,000 voters in L.A.
Going forward to guide the recovery, Bass again receives fairly low ratings in that regard. It's 54% say little or not much confidence. So a negative rating about her the ability to kind of guide the city moving forward.
Prior to January 7th, you know, I thought the mayor's race would be kind of a boring event. Now I could see a bunch of people jumping in, partly seriously, maybe some very seriously, maybe Caruso. I mean, it seems like this is a game changer for her political career, for her future.
Yeah, I think she is now perceived to be vulnerable in her reelection bid. In my experience, an accumulated negative image is not good. It's certainly worse than not even being known at all, because at least then you could try to define yourself. But when you have an accumulated negative image, people start out with a negative image and you're trying to change their minds, which is a difficult task.
More than half of voters who were surveyed who had homes in the Palisades also gave the lowest possible ratings to LADWP over the city-owned utility's empty reservoir and the fire hydrants that ended up not having water during the Palisades fire. Craig talked to the mayor about LADWP and a bunch of other things in a sit-down interview today.
On the morning of January 7th, Mayor Bass was in West Africa, claimed she knew nothing about the devastating windstorm bearing down on Los Angeles. One person in the chain of command who could have communicated to her, well, that's her deputy mayor of public safety, but he's been on leave, being investigated by the FBI for allegedly making a fake bomb threat to LA City Hall.
Wouldn't he have been an important person to communicate to you in West Africa that there was trouble at home?
Yes, he would have been an important person, but I really know nothing about that investigation. It is in the hands of the FBI.
But is that part of the problem?
He was the deputy mayor of public safety. No, but you know what? I do not believe that my office in any way, shape, or form is in disarray.
I want to talk about Steve Soboroff. I spoke with him by phone last week. He told me on the phone he expects to be paid.
Yes.
That's what he told me. I said, can we record a quick interview? And he said, no, but I will talk with you as soon as I'm finished with my work here in 90 days, and I am not working for free. So is he working for free?
Yes, he is working for free, and I really can't say anything more than that.
Okay. Does he have a contract that says that?
He does have a contract. Yes, he does.
Lastly, LADWP.
Uh-huh.
So I've interviewed Janice Quinones back on May 14th of last year when she got hired.
Uh-huh.
You know, I said, hey, how is it that you're worth $750,000 a year? And her answer to me was, well, I will work hard every day to make the people of Los Angeles proud. Well, given the Palisades disaster, has she made you proud?
I think that our general manager of the Department of Water and Power has done an excellent job. As you pointed out, she started in May. So have there been problems? Have there been challenges along the way? Absolutely.
And what about the demands, the growing ones, especially on social media, to resign? And
I would never quit on my city.
That's Craig Figner catching up with Mayor Bass at our City Hall Bureau. Think about this. Enough fentanyl to kill every single person in L.A. County and in Orange County, all in one batch seized by the government.
The big bust happened in Downey at an apartment after one of the suspected dealers was pulled over for tinted windows.
This is our biggest bust yet. This powder fentanyl would have been turned into pills. 14 million lethal doses of fentanyl pills, to be exact. We all know one pill can kill. That's nearly $55 million worth of this deadly poison.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Priscilla Gomez, her brother Gustavo, and Carlos Mariscal were all arrested in the bust and had been on their radar. Also seized, heroin and coke. L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman.
We probably, through this investigation, saved thousands of lives. It could have otherwise been lost had this fentanyl and the other drugs hit the streets.
Authorities say the drugs and fentanyl came from a Mexican drug cartel. To date, Bonta says they've taken off the streets roughly 14 million plus fentanyl pills, more than 6,000 pounds of powder, and made more than 483 arrests.
Karen Adams at the Hall of Justice downtown. Latest entry into the race for governor of California is Congresswoman Katie Porter, the former Orange County congresswoman. She put out a kind of fiery video on social media.
Californians hear a lot of excuses from elected officials.
That's a complex problem.
That's proving challenging. That's not my job.
It's too hard.
What a bunch of bull.
Porter ran for Senate last year, lost in the primary. UC Irvine political science professor Tony Smith says winning over voters across the state is going to be tough for her.
I think she's got her work cut out for her in Northern California. She and Nancy Pelosi never really got along very well, it didn't seem like. And the Pelosi political machine is still really important in Northern California.
Smith says it's too early to say if there's a clear favorite to win the governor's race, but that would change if Kamala Harris decided to get in. Says the other Democrats in the race would probably get out of the way because she'd be way too tough to beat. Eagle Watch, next.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Southern California and people all over really cannot get enough of the bald eagles at Big Bear. Just watching the three chicks in the nest getting fed, you know, pieces of fish and everything else they bring back to the nest. Well, it's been snowing on and off in Big Bear today, and we heard from Sandy Steers, who runs Friends of Big Bear Valley, who's in charge of that camera.
Jackie is on the nest and it's starting to snow, but she's got the chicks all huddled under her.
Says Jackie will probably stay put for most of the storm, which will continue for the next few days.
Jackie will plan on staying on the nest, most likely during any bad weather, during the snow. Although she's had a lot of time on the nest, she's been a little more lax with letting Shadow on there, which is a good thing. So we'll get to see, you know, whether she let him on with the last snow a little bit. So we'll see if she does that again.
And the chicks are doing really, really well.
When their crop is full is when the adult stops feeding them. And as the crop allows them to store the food, and they take it in a little bit at a time. All eagles have that crop to store their food.
Yeah, you wonder. They just keep eating and eating. You wonder if they know when they're done. And it seems like they do. And is there a pecking order, though, when it comes to these feedings?
The bigger ones try to get as much food as they can. And, you know, so sometimes the little ones wait to last, but also sometimes the little one sneaks around to the front of the others and gets food when the others are busy bopping each other or something.
And we asked her how Jackie and Shadow keep the chicks safe in all of this.
They sit, like, they kneel down basically so that there's plenty of room for the chicks underneath them. And for the chicks to, they don't move around a lot, but they can move around and they're not squashing the chicks.
A lot of people have been asking about names. Sandy says they're not taking suggestions just yet, but they will.
We don't have an exact date yet, but it's not time yet. So please tell people not to submit names yet. It will be an official form and an official announcement, and it will be all done online.
As you probably know by now, you can watch this on YouTube. Just search Friends of Big Bear Valley or Big Bear Bald Eagle Nest. You'll come up with it. Up to 100,000 people have been watching at certain points, about 60,000 earlier today. And that's the LA Local for this March 11th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy Family Dealership. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM to stay connected. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Follow us there and follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. I'm Alex Silverman. Back tomorrow. See you.